MLS Roto deals versus pre-foreclosure. Let's talk about MLS Roto deals versus pre-foreclosure. As a part of our Q&A series, is this question. This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about MLS Roto deals versus pre-foreclosure. Let's talk about MLS Realtor deals versus pre-foreclosure. As a part of our Q&A series, there's this question that came in and I want to take my time, a few minutes of your time, to answer it. Hopefully it helps you. The question goes, got an offer accepted by Realtor. Realtor is asking for proof of funds. What's a good strategy at this point? I'm thinking of JVing with someone I know who can provide such. Any suggestions? All right, so this was posted on a forum somewhere. Here's the deal. Proof of funds. Proof of funds are everywhere, you know. All you have to do really is just call a few transactional funding people and they will get you proof of funds, okay? Proof of funds is something that simply say you have access to a couple of $100,000 or whatever the money you need to purchase the property. As a matter of fact, you can Google proof of funds and there's a ton of hard money lenders out there that will automatically spit out, you know, you just fill out a few forms, it collects your name as a lead, and then they give you proof of funds. There are many of them out there. Just Google it, okay? But here's what I'm gonna tell you, okay? The real reason why somebody's asking you for a proof of funds here is because you're not dealing with a motivated seller, okay? You're not dealing with a motivated seller, and that's why the title of this video is MLS Roto deals versus pre-foreclosures. Okay, when you're talking to realtors, for the most part, most realtors are not marketers. They are supposed to be marketers. Okay, most realtors are people who want to tell you what's legal and what's not legal, and they're not even lawyers, right? Because when they go to that real estate school, what they teach them for the most part is the laws of real estate. They teach them encumbrance, encroachment, crazy big words, law, legal titles, whatever. How do I know? Because I was licensed. Okay, so they teach you all the terminologies, domain, police domain. I don't remember them right now because it doesn't matter, you know. But the key thing I want you to note there is that there are some things you need to learn that are money-making knowledge that you need to learn. Okay, it's called MMK, money-making knowledge. And legal stuff is, if you're not a lawyer, learning the legalities is not really a money-making anything for you. Really, all you need is the values that you bring from your family, from a good home. No cheating, no stealing, no lying. Don't try to cheat people out of their money, out of their situation. Don't take advantage of people. Like simple stuff that your little good old conscience can tell you, you know. The rest of it, the legalities of it, that's why you need a title company. That's why you need an attorney. I always close with an attorney to make sure that they cover my butt. To do what they do, they collect $800, $1,000, $1,200 from me to do what they do. That's not what you do as a wholesaler. As a wholesaler, you're marketing to two types of people at any point in time. You're marketing to a motivated seller, okay? You can choose to do one side of it and partner with other people on the other side, okay? And that's why our platform here is a beautiful thing, because either way you come in, you can be, your skills can be leveraged, and you can learn just one side and you can be good to go. You can start from learning how to attract motivated sellers. So motivated sellers for me start from pre-foreclosure. Somebody is late on their payment and either taxes or a mortgage and they can't afford to hold on to the property any longer. That's my cue to come in and help them by offering to purchase the property out of their hands. Sometimes they have equity, sometimes they don't have equity. It doesn't really matter. If they don't have equity in the property, then we'd go after negotiating a short sale with their lender. If they have equity in the property, even better. We can just give them enough cash to move on with their life. They don't want the property. They don't want to deal with the headache. They don't want to list the house on the market. They don't want to stage it. Your marketing skills comes in place when you market strictly targeting those type of people. And there's a way you word your messages, starting from something as simple as, we buy ugly houses, no conditions, no problems. I mean, bad conditions, no problem. Things like that. That's where you want to spend most of your time, marketing specifically to those type of people. If a realtor is going to represent a seller, they need to be feeling that heat. They need to be in a hurry to want to sell the property. If they are, they will be less strict on what they ask of you. For example, proof of funds. Anytime I've had to go provide proof of funds, I can find it. Every time I've had to provide it, the deal never closed. Because in the first place, I'm dealing with a non-motivated seller or a realtor who doesn't understand the game of wholesaling. Okay. These days, realtors who are smart are starting to wake up to the idea of wholesaling. It's another income stream for them. It's a legal, absolutely legal way for them to make money, as long as all full disclosures, as long as they let all parties know that they are in fact licensed as an edge over everybody else, right? As long as they let people know that, then it's all good, right? So realtors are, for the most part, you don't want to be negotiating with them. You don't want them asking you for, hey, this type of deposit, hey, that. You don't want to engage in such conversation. You're engaging in one-person conversation when you're supposed to be marketing to 100 people, 100 persons in 1 minute. So get what I just said. The idea here, if you're going to be a successful wholesaler, you have to be able to communicate with 100 people in 1 minute, 100 persons in 1 minute, versus spending the next 100 minutes with one person. If you do that enough time, you'll get frustrated out of the business, okay? The key thing here is to learn how to market to the mass, and then you learn how to build a funnel that will filter out the most important part of the game, the people you can serve most. Those people will pre-qualify themselves through your funnel. We call it the sales funnel, leads funnel, whatever you want to call it. They'll pre-qualify themselves through that funnel, okay? Basically, they become a lead by filling out the form. You have a conversation with them. They like what you're talking about. They say, you know what? This is a fit. You send them a contract. They sign the contract. You take that contract. You market it to funnel, to channels where there are cash buyers, and then you get paid. All right? So do you want me to repeat that, okay? You market to motivated seller, they fill out a form, okay? The form, you call them back to verify what they filled out in the form. You say, hey, this is how this works. And then they sign your contract because they don't want that piece of junk anymore, right? They sign it. So have you spoken to people and they said, no, they don't want to sell to you? That's because you're not talking to enough people. You're not making enough offers. You're not marketing to enough people. There's someone out there who owns a house, right? That's the avatar. That's the person, that's the ideal person. They own the house, they don't want this house. Maybe they inherited it, maybe they owe too much on it, which is why I love pre-foreclosure, which is why this is about how to wholesale pre-foreclosures, right? They owe $100,000 on it, but it's only worth $50,000. That means it's underwater. That means it's negative equity. You basically, the person they owe $100,000 to it, that entity, whatever that is, mortgage company, you approach them and you say, hey, this property is only worth $50,000. Would you accept 40? Would you accept 30? We do that all day long. It's called short sales. You do that, you take that property, you sell it to somebody else for a quick 5, 10, 50, 70 grand. Okay. I've made 82 grand doing the same process I told you. All right. Or maybe they owe only $30,000, but the property is worth $200,000. You get them an additional $30,000, making it $60,000. You're still able to sell it for $50,000, making it $110,000. It's a $200,000 property. You make money. They are willing to get rid of it because there's a lot more that comes with home ownership than just the pride of it. So you're not taking away their pride. Sometimes it's a pain in their butt and they need to get rid of it. Okay, that's how to wholesale pre-foreclosures. That's how simple it is. But it's a process, it's a business, it's a whole business. You put something under contract, you sell the contract. How contract to who? You need to find these people. That's marketing. That's the hardest part of it, right? I can teach you all the theory there is to know about how to do it. You can figure it out, you can Google all that. People say, oh, you can educate yourself on YouTube University. Sure, you can educate yourself on everything else except marketing, except the actual act of marketing, the heart and science of marketing, so you can fill up your pipeline and be able to do what you're learning on YouTube over and over again, which is where money comes from. People is the third pillar in this game. The third pillar, you don't have people, you don't have money, you're not gonna make money. It's just not gonna happen. Does that make sense? So you got an offer accepted by a realtor. Of course they accepted the offer because probably your offer is too high already. Okay, like you said, you didn't say that. but the realtor is asking for proof of funds. Well, why wouldn't you have proof of funds if you're going to give an offer that's accepted? Find it. Talk to a bank. Find a hard money lender. If it's such a good deal, people will get you proof of funds. Like I said, Google hard money lenders or transactional funders. They will get you a proof of fund. Many of them will probably buy the house from you if it's a good deal, right? What's a good strategy at this point? I'm thinking JVing with somebody who know who can find, who can provide such. Well, you should have a mentor. You sound like you need a mentor, and that's what you need if you ask this kind of question. So speaking of mentorship, mentorship doesn't have to be a person, it could be a book. I do have free books here for you. smartrealestatewholesaling.com, real estate money secret. Just go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com. You get two books for the price of one, which is $0. If you're getting the PDF, it's also available in all the other formats, audiobook and all that stuff. Hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. Click like, give me a thumbs up, all of that, all those nice things. Hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.